Hello and welcome to the audio exercise, films and television. Okay, hoy vamos a hablar de películas. Y lo que vamos a hacer es que yo voy a hablar de 6 películas que me gustan. Y tú tendrás que marcar, contestar las preguntas. Cada pregunta, ¿de qué película estoy hablando? A, B, C, D, E or F. Okay. So, the first film, film A. Okay. Lucien Lacombe. It's a French film and it is a story of a French boy who decides to collaborate with the Nazis at the end of the Second World War. And I like this film because it shows a complicated picture of this young boy who has no particular political ideal. He wants to be respected. And at the end of the story, he has to decide between his collaboration with the Nazis and his feelings towards a Jewish French girl. The interesting thing about this film is that the actor was a local boy who had no interest in cinema and no interest in being an actor, and he later died in an accident. That's my first film. The second film, film B, it's an English film with Neil and I. It's about two actors who cannot find work and they decide to leave their cold and dirty apartment in London and they go on holiday in the countryside, invited by Withnail's uncle Monty. The holiday is a disaster and when I saw this film, I didn't stop laughing. I found it very funny indeed. Very funny. And I recommend it to everybody. Okay, the third film, film C. It's a Spanish film. And I have to say that I was quite scared when I saw this film. It's called Thesis, or Tesis in Spanish. And in this film, the main character is a student called Angela, or Angela. And she finds a snuff movie at university. A snuff movie is a movie where a person is tortured and then killed. It's a torture, a real life torture and murder on screen, you could say, on camera. And as she tries to find the murderer, she puts her life in danger. And you really don't know who the murderer is. And you find that you can't trust anybody. It's a very scary film. Okay, the next film, film D, is called What's Eating Gilbert Grape? Okay, What's Eating Gilbert Grape? An American film. It's a very simple story. It's about a boy in small town America who feels trapped. Okay, he wants to escape from this town, but he has to take care of his brother. He has to look after his brother. His brother has some mental difficulties, and he also has an enormous mother, enormous fat but obese mother. Okay, this lady, in fact, was not an actor, and she only appeared in this film. Okay, it's a very good picture, this film, a very good picture of small town America And the funny thing is that it was directed by a Swedish actor. Okay, two more films, okay? Both American. This film, film E, is The House of Sand and Fog. It's a very good adaptation of a book by an American writer. In the story, there are two main characters. One is a young woman, and another one is a colonel from Iran, an Iranian colonel. And it's set in California. And the young woman has a lot of personal problems, and she loses her house because of an administrative mistake, and also because of her own condition, let's say. And then the colonel buys this house from the Californian state, okay? His intention, the intention of the Iranian colonel, is to improve the house and then to sell it at a profit, okay? And of course, there is a conflict between the girl, the woman, and the colonel, because the woman wants to recover her house. It's a very good film, because nobody in the film is bad. You understand everybody, and you even identify with everybody in the film. Finally, the last film is The Mission. The Mission, okay? I saw this film years ago, a very long time ago, and I still remember its soundtrack, a very, very good soundtrack by Ennio Morricone. And the film is very famous for this soundtrack. The film stars Robert De Niro and Jeremy Irons, who are two very well-known Hollywood actors. And the story comes from a book by Robert Bolt. And it's set in colonial South America. Okay. And Jeremy Irons is a Jesuit priest. And Robert De Niro is an ex-slave trader. Somebody who has a bad past, and who has repented, who has felt sorry for his past. And together, they try to defend the Guarani tribe from the Portuguese government, Portuguese colonial government. But of course, the Jesuit priest and the ex-slave trader have different ideas on the way to resist. It's really a very good film.